Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WellFit Radio Chicago, brought to you by Momentum Fitness and Health. Let us help you find yours. You have questions about health, fitness, and nutrition, and we have the answers. We are live streaming on blogtalkradio.com as well as on our Facebook page, both private and public. So look for us at Momentum Fitness and Health. Listen live or archived anytime. You can always go back to the video. My name is Jason Venkus. I am the founder of Momentum Fitness and Health. I am an award-winning and published certified personal trainer, health coach, and fitness nutrition specialist. So, thank you for joining me today. If you're checking it out live or if you are listening to it archived or later, we broadcast when we're allowed to for free. So it's not always the best time for you guys, right? So today I want to talk about how religion or spirituality affects your health, because everything relates to your health, even religion, and especially this time of the year. So keep it right here to learn how having a spiritual purpose, a sense of belonging and charity, can help you make better decisions about your health and your wellness. However, you want to learn the pitfalls that religion can play as well that can lead to poor health. As well, religion can be a very powerful tool in terms of your health. It can also be a very destructive force. So what do I mean by this? Well, let's start from the beginning. There are many aspects of life that affect our decisions. It goes back to this psychology of eating and the circle of life that we use with our health coaching clients. There are 12 spokes on this wheel of life. And it has items ranging from home cooking and fitness to personal relationships and home life. And yes, even spirituality. Now, I'm not here to debate the word spirituality or religion, as I do use them synonymously. And I don't advocate for one religion over another as well. Your spiritual path is unique to you, and whatever calls to you, calls to you. We're going to get into that a little bit more as we get towards the end. You have these 12 aspects of life on this wheel, and you plot how you feel about these things. If you feel good about it, you plot it more towards the outside, because we're trying to complete the outer wheel. If you don't feel so good about it, then you move that dot more towards the center. And the goal is, after working with somebody for so long, is to move those dots further to the outside by taking them through their own journey. Now, this gives you an idea of how many things in your life might be causing you to either stress eat, emotional eat, or things are demotivating you from working out. And religion is one of those things. Now, studies are now showing that drug addiction has more to do with acceptance and belonging than chemical dependency. And in terms of food and exercise, it isn't much different. What we've always believed stems from a study that was made famous in the 80s, and that was published in a famous advertisement by the Partnership for Drug-Free America. And that's the experiment where they put a rat in a cage and they give them a water bottle full of water and a water bottle full of water laced with cocaine or heroin. Now, almost every time the experiment is run, the rat goes to the drugged bottle of water until it dies. So now the advertisement explains only one drug is so addictive. 9 out of 10 laboratory rats will use it. And use it, and use it, until dead. It's called cocaine, and it can do the same thing to you. However, somebody noticed something about this experiment, and they wanted to change it up a little bit. There was a professor in Vancouver, professor of psychology in Vancouver, who noticed something very strange about the experiment. The rat was always put in a cage, all alone. Metal cage, all alone. And honestly, it had nothing better to do than to take the drugs, right? So he wondered what would happen if the rats had some sort of positive stimulus. So he built what he called Rat Park. And he wanted to see what would happen. He built this rat park. It was full of colorful balls, high-quality rat food, tunnels to play in, and the most important, friends to play with. Now, the rats with good lives did try both of the waters just to try it because they were there. But in the end, they ended up shunning the drugged water, and the ones that led unhappy lives continued to use the drugged water. So the ones in the metal cage are still using the drugged water, but the ones that have positive stimulus, that are playing with friends, that feel connected to something, shunned the drug water. And remember, we're trying to make the comparison between drug addiction and food addiction and comfort eating, because there is a big, big correlation there. Okay, so that's rats, right? Well, what about humans? Well, around that same time, because the Rat Park experiment was built and was done in the 70s, but around that same time, there was a larger human experiment going on too, the Vietnam War. Time magazine even reported that heroin was just as common as chewing gum. And 20% of soldiers had become addicted to heroin. And the fear that was, almost spilled my coffee, and the fear was that these drug-addicted people would come back into the United States. But in fact, 95% of those that were addicted just stopped without rehab, without any extra help. They were taken out of a terrifying experience, their terrifying cage, and put back into a pleasant situation. They went back to a life where they felt needed, loved, and had purpose. When we feel not needed, not loved, and have no purpose, we tend to emotionally eat. And I know if you've listened to me before, you've heard me talk about this before. And we also tend to make decisions that are not the healthiest. We skip workouts. Maybe we don't feel like we deserve it. In our minds, we always want that healthy body, healthy body. If I get a healthy body, then my mind will be right. But you have to be in love with yourself, and your mind has to be right. And you have to feel connected to something to give you that mental sense of well-being that will then give you the drive to a healthy body and to make healthy decisions. We often feel that we need that healthy body to have the healthy mind, but it's completely opposite. A healthy mind and spirit combined with a life of purpose will lead to healthier choices. It's one of those spokes on the 12 spokes on the wheel to trying to lead a charmed or a happy, satisfied life. The body, the mind, the spirit, they're all connected. And the health of one of these elements seems to affect all the others. Now, some research has shown that things such as positive beliefs, comfort, and strength gained from religion, meditation, and prayer, notice I didn't single anything out, but combine them all, can contribute to a healing and sense of well-being. Improving your spiritual health may not cure an illness per se, but it may help you feel better, prevent some health problems, and help you cope better with illness, stress, and death. We often eat for comfort when stressed, sad, or alone. But having a spiritual practice connects you to a higher purpose or power and gives your life meaning. It may even get you involved in charity so you feel like you're doing something good for other people. Now, if you want to improve your spiritual health, you may want to try some of the following ideas. However, remember that everyone is different and different things work for different people. Do what is comfortable and right for you. Identify the things in your life that give you a sense of inner peace, comfort, strength, love, connection. Sit down and write it out. What gives you these feelings? Really get in touch with your feelings. Set aside time every day to do things that will help you spiritually. These may include doing community service, as I already mentioned, or volunteer work, praying, meditating, singing devotional songs, reading inspirational books, taking nature walks, having quiet time for thinking, doing yoga, playing a sport, or attending religious services. Lots of options there. Now, in some situations, going to a regular spiritual presentation will lead to making friends who have similar beliefs. There's your sense of belonging. Now, however, this can lead to one of the pitfalls of having a spiritual practice. What we need to do is have our spiritual practice, find the one that works for us, and to practice it and to be happy with ours while being tolerant of others. Honestly, unless you're a theology major, I doubt you know every single thing or understand every single thing about every single religion or practice. But if you start to focus on why yours is better than anyone else's, then that spoke of the wheel that represents personal relationships will likely take a dip. Then this aspect being off could lead to poor eating or skipping workouts, walks, or runs, or making poor decisions about your health. So remember, it's great to have a spiritual practice, but it's also great. It's also a good idea to be tolerant of the different spiritual practices of others. Bottom line is more fulfillment, better decisions about your overall health and religion contributes to that sense of purpose and belonging. It may be the one piece missing from your charmed life. So remember that. Find your spiritual practice and see if that makes a difference. See if you start making better decisions about your health. Now, remember, you can listen to entire episodes. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm skipping around in my script here. Join me next week as I explain the 12 steps to better health. And then the following week, which is going to be our final show of the year, how to set SMART goals by using those 12 steps and stick with them in the new year. Now, remember, if you didn't catch all of the show today, you can go back and listen to an entire episode of past WellFit Radio Chicago podcast right here at blogtalkradio.com. You can also scroll through our Facebook feed to find them. Again, we do one of these a week for the most part. And that's where you can check out the live video, especially if you prefer to see my beautiful face. And then again, please visit us at Facebook, Momentum Fitness and Health. So until next time, may your life be filled with peace, balance, and harmony. And I hope that you can find your momentum. Thanks for listening. That's all.